Jensen, these are a lot of fun. Some of these cross-sport parlays that you've cooked up here today. Tell the people your theory on this before we dive into the numbers and the matchups that you've got for the people.
Indeed. Dave, worlds collide when we come to looking at some of these futures markets. If you are into the music genres that also have that, congratulations, you're a winner. So you and I were talking in the commercial break, and with our advent of prediction markets, Dave, you know, you have those avenues to, you know, kind of be like stocks. You can sell when you feel like you have reached a point in a futures market play that has accomplished a percentage ROI that you had in mind. And you don't necessarily have to see that to completion. Again, for example, we're using the Worlds Collide synergy here with the World Cup and then also with the World Series. So, Dave, I put together five of the World Cup teams that I think can legitimately win the World Cup. And then I also looked at some various major league teams that I would love to have them parlayed with some much higher ROI odds for a potential World Series winner. Let's start with the defending champion in Argentina. Boy, do they look the part, right? They have been phenomenal so far. They've got a great pathway into the quarterfinals, if not the semis, and potentially a final to defend their crown. I parlayed them with the Mariners to win the World Series, and that gets us to a 54-1 parlay payout. Now, Spain was one of the short shots to start this tournament along with France. And I also looked at a surging Philadelphia Philly team. That parlay would be 95-1. It's actually a little bit longer this morning, Dave, on DraftKings at plus 9650. Now we get into some intriguing parts. England, who a lot of people think could be one of those upstarts that find their way through and potentially with the draw that they have. Now, the Three Lions have plenty of work cut out in front of them to be able to not only get to a semifinal, but into a final. However, should they be able to raise the trophy, then I loved putting them with the Milwaukee Brewers, who, hey, on the doorstep of getting to the World Series last year, and boy, did they look the part again here in 2026. That parlay, 103-1. Now we get to some long shots. Okay, Portugal has had a lot of question marks. People have looked at them and said, I mean, are they really a top contender? Well, by the numbers, yes. Do they have a tough pathway? Yeah, they could potentially be going up against Spain here in the next round. So we'll see how it all plays out. However, getting Portugal with a Braves team that has fallen back to the pack a little bit, Dave, but at 155-1, still a very interesting pizza money play should Portugal find their way through. All right, now we get to the long shot. France, by virtue of Germany losing yesterday, had been shorted to plus 250 to win the World Cup. So when I put this cross-sport parlay together yesterday, France was still upwards of 3 or 4 to 1 to win the cup. I parlayed this little homer pick with the Guardians. They were upwards of almost 164-1, France winning the cup, and then the Guardians winning the World Series. It's down to 125-1 here this morning, Dave. So obviously the France number has shorted it big time. Here's the conversation I wanted to have with you. And it's a great exercise that we've already implored with our New York Knicks to win the NBA title, parlayed with the Yankees to win the World Series. We have that ticket alive at 287-1. The idea would be to try and find teams specifically in the World Cup you think that can win it, because that event is going to culminate here in the next couple of weeks. And then forecasting forward teams that A, we believe can be into the postseason, B, make a very long run into their respective league championship, if not into the World Series, and then find a comfortable ROI that if you start taking a little bit of profit from each of these legs, then it allows you to not have to worry about these tickets getting to culmination. You and I will do this during football season as well. We've done it with different sports. You know, we're obviously involved with tennis right now with Yannick Sinner, Rory McIlroy to win the Open, and then ultimately the Dodgers to win the World Series. That's a 39-1 ticket. How would you approach, let's just play it out, you and me. How would you play it out? Let's say Argentina defends the cup. We've got a Mariners to win the World Series ticket at 54-1 now. Oh, what would be the thought process for you? Let's assume the Mariners win the West. They get a top two seed. So basically they got to win a division series and win a league championship series to get to the World Series to have a clean hedge, if you wanted to go that way.
I'm a little surprised. Well, by the way, these are fantastic that you put together, right? I'm a little surprised you didn't go Argentina and the Dodgers, kind of like champion, right? To see the repeat. And then one other one that I thought you might have on the board here is all US of A. And I just did it for you. Team USA to win the World Cup with the Yankees to win the World Cup. Jensen, can I interest you and throw it right back at you at 185-1, the longest long shot of the board for the Yanks and Yanks to get it done in the World Series and in the World Cup. No, by the way, I like your more real, no disrespect to our guys, no disrespect to Team USA. Right. But what you've done is you've picked out five actual squads that I think you think have realistic shots to win this thing. So mine is a little bit, as they would say, off the boil here to get the Yanks in baseball and the Yanks in soccer to win this thing and get you to 185-1. I would start. Look, I think the to me, the one that I'd like to put together or look at there is the 95-1 with Spain and the Phillies. And I'll never admit this in a court of law as an upstanding Metropolitan fan. To back the Phillies in this one. I am surprised, and we'll ask Alex Crook about this again, how much it feels like Spain is the team for the short favorites that keeps getting knocked backwards in the odds market as we continue forward in the World Cup. And that is Argentina, right? Because Argentina's moved up from 10-1 up to the second betting choice. So when one team's going up, another one has to go back. I look at that Spain and Phillies one at the number. The way Philadelphia is playing these days with Don Mattingly, we know that it's not smoke and mirrors either. And I guess that'd be my one concern being a novice in World Cup. Is it more smoke and mirrors with Spain? I was sold a bill of goods that they're really, really good. So if they are that good, or at least on the level of a France or the reigning defendings in Argentina, I think the one that would intrigue me the most there for realistic shots, I like your Spain and Phillies play at 95-1.
So again, the idea of where the market will correct itself and why the price is where it is, Dave, Portugal has Croatia in the round of 32. Spain has Austria. They win those matches. They collide in the round of 62. Ooh. And so you would have one of those go bye-bye. But again, to my point of building that, let's say that result happens, we will have either a Spain and Phillies ticket at 95-1 or a Portugal and Braves ticket at 155-1 into the quarterfinal round. And that would be up against potentially, Dave, the United States, should they get past Bosnia and the winner of Belgium, Senegal. Like, again, you start to see where the monetization opportunities for each individual bankroll present themselves. And there's ways to play those matches leading into a semifinal, even into a final. That's why I like putting them together. It allows people to take profit where they want and ultimately keep a astronomically higher ROI ticket available to you where the hedges are much cleaner. It's always difficult in golf. We say this a lot, right? And this is why traditionally we go more for the placement markets. Perfect example, last year, I did the Colin Morikawa top 20 finish at the Genesis Invitational, parlayed with the Bills to win the Super Bowl. That got our Bills ticket from 6-1 up to 11-1. And that to me was much easier knowing that we felt the Bills were going to be in prime position to not only get back to an AFC championship, they might even be able to finally get to a Super Bowl and win it. So that's our methodology for people that are just getting up to speed on how we do it. One other idea to throw at you, and you mentioned Argentina, you can kind of interchange where you want that, because Argentina's pathway through is they should handle Cape Verde. They should. Then the winner of Australia and Egypt. And then if the favorites prevail, they'll get the winner of Switzerland, Colombia. They're going to be in prime position. If you want to sub out the Mariners and you want to find another team there, by all means, go right ahead and do it. I went there just knowing that I have that Yankee ticket in pocket, and I had played the Mariners at 5-1 to win the American League at the beginning of this year. So in theory, my hope would have been Argentina wins the cup, Mariners find their way to the AL Championship Series against the Yankees. Boom, I'm home free with at least a 54-1 and a 287-1 World Series ticket that will be live for me to make a monetization play on the other side.
So again, if you wanted to go Yanks, that would be 185-1 for Team USA and the Yankees to win the World Series. The favorites, if you will, to repeat as the reigning defendants to get it done again and again. That would be Argentina and the Dodgers. That's only going to net you 14-1. So not quite as fun as what you've got up on the board here at 54-1, 95-1, 103-1. And by the way, we mentioned how much fun these fan bases are having. And I mentioned England and the way that they were getting on their Norway friends there, telling them, and the Scots, by the way, that they can pack up and get their plane tickets, serenading their fan bases to get out of there. To me, like, the Brewers are really intriguing. Do you really think that England's got a realistic shot here as one of your five teams that could really upset the apple cart?
I think those are the five teams I think that can legitimately win it, Dave. I really do. I don't know if I would play even standalone. If just knowing where the path is on its way, I don't think, England, Mexico, in Mexico City, at the Azteca, where Mexico doesn't lose, that's the real trip-up point for me if the Three Lions aren't going to find their way to the court.
I might do a pizza money play on my Yanks and then never admit in a court of law if I have to root for the Yankees to win the World Series to cash a big ticket.